Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and I'm glad you're here. Our website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Cliff Enico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Answer book. That's one of his many books. He is an attorney specializing in small businesses, and we appreciate the fact that he does that because we need more Cliffies out there helping small business owners. Cliff, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about networking, how to do it the right way, and you've got some tips on some things that we need to do. Give us the first one.
Okay, so I say manage up, not down. You know, when you're introduced to someone, ask yourself, does this person have more to offer me than I have to offer him? You know, a lot of people that you meet but the biggest mistake I think people make at networking meetings, and here I am talking about BNI, CAO Roundtable, mm-hmm. You know, is that they spend too much time talking to the wrong people. I mean, not that these people are worthless, they absolutely are not, but they're people that cannot help you get where you want to go. The person selling life insurance, you know, is my paradigm mm-hmm. example. You want to spend time, as much time as possible, talking to people who are. I mean, when I'm asked to speak at a networking group, I always ask for, you know, the web pages of all the members. I say, tell me, you know, I want to know who's in this group. And mm-hmm. I go through these things, and I pick out two or three people that I say, okay, I'm going to make sure that I meet these two or three people. Mm-hmm. These people have something I need or my clients need. They can help one of my clients. I kind of pre-screen them that way. You know, and if anybody else tries to get a hold of me, I listen to them for a second, but I say, you know what, there's somebody over there I really need to talk to. Let me get back to you. Mm-hmm. And I sort of manage my timing that way. I mean, you know, make up your mind when you go in that you're going to come out. Don't just go in saying, well, let me see who's there. Because when you do that, you end up talking to the wrong kind of people, you almost always. The second little piece of advice that I tell people is don't just give your business card to people. I only carry two or three business cards to a networking meeting. I don't carry a huge stack of the things.
Yeah, and don't give somebody three of your cards.
I hate that. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how many times have you had someone say, here, and here's two more, give them to your friends?
Right, exactly. And what do you do with them? The minute you get home, you toss them, right?
I don't even wait till I get home.
Yeah, right. It's a waste. I mean, don't get me wrong. Those things cost money. You know, not a lot of money, but they do cost money. If someone wants to give you their business card, Jim, make them work. You know, make them work. I mean, somebody wants, like let's say it's just this life insurance guy. You know, he comes up to me, he wants to give me his card. And this blows people away, by the way. I refuse to accept it. I say, you know what, mm-hmm. don't waste your business card on me. Right now, I mean, you and I don't really know anything about each other. You know, I don't really want your business card until I know for sure you can do something to help me or my clients out, or I can do something for you. Let's get to know each other a little bit. If I like what I hear, right, I'll be happy to take your card.
So what you're saying is engage the person, walk up to them. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? You know, engage them and get to know them. And then as you're parting, then say, could I give you my business card?
Right. In other words, make it an award. Make it something that is worth working for.
Let me tell you what somebody did on LinkedIn. Folks, this is the same thing on social media. Someone the other day asked me to connect with them. And I usually don't connect with people if I don't know them or don't know who they are, or because as you imagine, I get a lot of requests. And I connected to this person. I thought there was a connection, and immediately I got back a LinkedIn email, internal email from LinkedIn from them, offering to sell me something.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately got rid of them. I mean, that's not right, folks. That's stupid.
Yeah,
I don't. No, people don't appreciate that.
I mean, I'm very careful with my LinkedIn profile. I only let people in there that I actually know and that I have at least some respect for.
That's right.
You know, I mean, they don't necessarily have to be somebody that I'm going to be in touch with, you know, a lot.
Right.
You know, but I don't want crazy people on my LinkedIn profile.
Let's talk about
Facebook. Now, on my Facebook page, that's different. I got all kinds of crazy people.
That's where the crazy people go. All right. So what are some of the other? I want to say one other thing. If you're this is a, one of my big pet peeves, Cliff. If you and I are talking, and we're obviously having a conversation,
right?
Don't walk up and interrupt us.
Yes.
Wait your turn. Wait till you stand around, lurk if you want to, but wait till it looks like we've taken a little bit of a break, and then walk up and say, "Pardon me, I'd like to meet you." But don't just walk up like you got a right to interrupt what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And there's one other thing. If I'm waiting to talk to them, don't walk up in front of us, in front of me, and talk to the and interrupt those people.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
Look around you.
And don't just hang there, you know, like on the margins the way some people do, like a hangdog, you know, waiting for an opening to come in. I mean, that's kind of irritating.
You can do it in a way that doesn't look like you're lurking. You know, you can kind of, but it's only, it may be the only way you can get to see somebody if you want to see them.
Here's what I ask people. I don't ask people, what do you do for a living? What I say is, what do you do better than anyone else in your profession? You know, what do you do? It blows people away because I'm asking them, what's it look? I mean, you know, I mean, let's take the life insurance guy. I would say to him, oh, you sell life insurance. Okay, I know lots of life insurance people, as you can imagine, but I'm always looking for a perfect fit for my clients. What do you do better than anyone else in your profession? What type of client falls in your sweet spot? What type of people or situations can I refer to you that I shouldn't be referring to anybody else? Believe it or not, most people have never been asked that question. Mm-hmm. And it's the most relevant question.
That's,
I mean,
right.
You know, if you're a life insurance person who specializes in, you know, widows who have just lost their husbands, okay, that's important information to me.
I may want
to know somebody like
that. Can they find this article you wrote about this on your website?
You bet. It's succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Surviving your next networking group meeting. That's the title of the article. Go there and check it out, folks. There's more there than we talked about. We come back, we're going to talk about another topic altogether. Stay with us. 10-2.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.